Good afternoon, everyone. Nate Dickinson with you here on KATE 1450. If you've been listening in over the past couple of months, you know that we've had a whole bunch of people in to talk to us about their sports stories during this time where there aren't any sports going on, picking the brains of people from all around the area and what they've done in the past in Albert Lea or elsewhere, and just get an update as to what they're up to now as well. Today, we got Rich Nelson on the line. Played football, basketball, and then golf at Albert Lea, and also a whole bunch of other stuff, as we'll get into in a moment. But what are you up to right now, Rich, with this time where everyone's inside, there's no sports to watch, maybe you have that 3 or 4 hour gap every night where you're kind of finding something to do. What have you been up to during this weird, weird time right now?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, trying to fill it with more productive things, I guess, rather than watch TV. So I've been getting out. I've been doing a lot of biking locally here, trying to do 10 or 15 miles a day on the bike type thing just to get out and get some exercise. But it is kind of different to not have something on in the background as I'm reading the newspaper and doing things in the evening, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird feeling not having that broadcaster over your shoulder no matter what you're doing, and it seems like you're doing a lot more with it than I am. I do a lot of that movie watching and TV watching when I get home. But let's start talking a little bit about what you did in sports and Albert Lea, but also just earlier on. What are some of the earliest memories you have of kind of getting involved in sports, really catching that interest to get more involved and be a part of something with sports? How far back does it go?
As far back as I can remember, my dad was a coach, football, track, wrestling at times, in Albert Lea. So as far back as I can remember, I was around the sports, teams, kind of being the kid who's, always there type thing, I guess. And, with that, it seemed like all of the other coaches, or many of the other coaches had kids that were about the same age. So we had a whole group of us that pretty much hung out together at all the different sporting events because all the coaches went to the other ones that they weren't coaching at. So as far back as I can remember, I played just about every sport that was available in Albert Lea.
So it was really just kind of something that was always there for you. It wasn't like you caught the bug or anything when you started playing with the kids in the playground. It was literally brought to you, or you were brought to sports all the time, and then the kids that you were with were just all part of it too.
Correct. That is correct. Just kind of immersed in it from when I was very little.
And I'm guessing those are friends that kind of end up being lifelong friends too, those guys you were at the beginning. Yeah,
definitely. Yes, I went off to the Air Force after graduating college, so I've been kind of remote, but still keep in touch with lots of them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into kind of your activities in organized sports. You told us before we went on here that you were involved in just about everything. And there's a lot of people who, if today they're not just specializing in one sport, they'll pretty easily find themselves getting into, this is my fall sport, my winter sport, and then my spring sport. What was it that when you were younger made you so curious to try everything out the way that you kind of explained earlier?
Part of it was just my dad, who was a firm believer that you didn't specialize in anything, that you could learn both physical things as well as mental things by participating in any sport. I also found that the season for one was just about enough time, and then you kind of got a little bored with that one, and so you'd go on to whatever happened to be the next sport that was available. I had friends in the neighborhood who were participating in many different things, and so we all just threw our hat into everything and were busy with something just about around the clock and around the calendar.
Do you feel like some of that culture has been lost since the time that you've been involved in sports, with how much things are specialized now?
Oh, definitely, and I also think part of the losing is everything seems to have to be organized. If we weren't playing some kind of organized thing, we were setting up a a wiffle ball field behind somebody's fence and use that as the home run fence, or we, much to the chagrin of the janitors, I think, and the folks, we used our lawnmowers and made greens and holes in the field behind Southwest Junior High to learn how to play golf on our own, and we always just had something to do, and it was always sports related.
What are some of those things that you feel like you learn, as you said your father put, in playing all sorts of different sports? What are some of those universal things that you can learn just about how you have to be to succeed in general with any sport that you go out for?
Well, I think certainly there's a lot of things physically that are similar, maybe a little bit different, but the way you move your body and the big muscle movements that you use in particular sports are very similar in lots of sports. But I think more importantly probably is sportsmanship, how to get along, how to be a team member, what it feels like sometimes to not be playing so well, and how you dig yourself out of maybe a slump of some type of thing or whatever. I think all of that is transportable between sports that help you become overall a better team member and a better athlete if you can kind of learn how you and your body reacts to those types of things.
All right, so let's get into your high school career. You play football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and then go to the golf team in the spring. What were the differences in the way that you approached those three sports? Because they really are kind of the three different levels of, I guess, physicality and at the same time strategy too. Football team, everyone's kind of working together for each play, and it's a obviously big contact sport. Basketball, it's a team game and everyone's working together, but there's a more individual aspect to it where you can kind of take over a play and then it's you against your man on the court. And then in golf, of course, you're playing against the course more than anything else.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I would say that it was a little different from me as well. I did play quite a bit in football. Basketball, I kind of assumed a different role. I was not a starter. I didn't get a lot of minutes, and so I felt like my role there was more as a practice player or somebody who would try to support the team as best I could in whatever role I could do. And then obviously golf is a unique one because it really is an individual sport. Yes, you're a member of a team, but it's you against the course type thing, and completely different mental kind of preparation for golf as opposed to the team sports.
Go into that a little bit more. What do you mean by the different mental approach?
Well, you have to learn how to control your emotions, and you don't have a lot of help with that. Where in team sports, there's always one of your teammates to pick you up if you've been knocked down, or to kind of pat you on the back and get you going and support you that way. Where it's a very individual type thing with golf. You might have one teammate who's playing along with you in that foursome, but it's not quite the same thing. So you've got to learn how to accept some of the challenges that come with golf when you hit a bad shot and those types of things, and learn how to overcome that mentally.
And with golf, you were a member of a state championship team as well. What kind of difference did it make for you going through that kind of successful season with those guys? I mean, just to give us some of those memories from being a part of a team that had so much success around it.
Well, it was a lot of fun. We a lot of these guys had played golf through junior high and all the way through high school together, and we had quite a bunch that played golf at that point in time, and it was fun to see how we could progress through the season and continue to surmount certain barriers that we hadn't been able to do in previous years. So a couple of younger guys than me that were the stalwarts, John Christian and Billy Banton, were the the real strong players, and but it took a team effort to be able to win that state championship, and everybody's score had to count. So that was good, and we really helped each other out, prepared each other, knew what we had to do to kind of reach certain milestones, and we really enjoyed the success. It was fun.
Now, did your dad ever actually coach at the high school level in football?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. He was the first time we were there from about 65 to like 70, I think. He was the JB coach or B squad coach, and then he went to Waseca as a head coach for 2 years, and then came back there from 72 to 76, I think, and was a head coach.
How did the relationship change between dad the coach and then dad, well, the dad?
Well, I never had him as my coach.
Oh, okay.
So, so that I think in my mind, I would have loved to have played with him, but I think that would have changed some of the dynamics at times. In hindsight, it would have been fun to play for him, but I think we avoided some of those things that happen sometimes with coaches and coaches' kids and playing time and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But just in general, you mentioned your dad was the guy who would bring you to the practices, and then you playing with all the other kids who were sons of coaches. How did just sports in general help you just bond with your father in general as you were growing up, and just help your relationship is the two you had together? What did it do to kind of help you guys connect?
We went everywhere. There was always something going on, whether he was going to scout another team or going up to Gopher games or whatnot. I was by his side and got to go along and experience a lot of things. I mean, it seems like the majority of it was revolved around sports, and it made us very close. We have lots of great memories doing those kind of things, and I really appreciated. I think he appreciated that I kind of stuck to the sideline and stayed there and didn't really get too crazy or too wild or anything like that. But he brought me along to a lot of things that I'm not sure a lot of kids had the opportunity to do that.
All right, Rich. Well, we'll let you go here. Before we do that, though, I've been asking people as they leave, what's something that you would suggest or something advice that you would give to athletes who are either at the high school level now or getting ready to get to that high school level or just involved in sports in general and still young? What would you tell them are the most important things to make sure you're making the most out of the opportunities you have?
Yeah, I'm still a firm believer in playing as many sports. You never know which one just kind of clicks with you, and I think they all support one another in your ability to be an athlete overall. There's always somebody that's out there working as hard or harder than you. So if you want to be a success, you got to mentally prepare for that and work harder than the next guy type thing. But have fun with it. I think there's a lot of learning and growing that people can do by being a part of a team and learning how to both lead and follow by being on a team. And I think it's a very positive outcome when kids play sports and helps them grow as they go through their life.
All right, well, that's Rich Nelson joining us here on KATE 1450, just telling a little bit of his story in sports in general and just his view on it in total. Rich, thanks again for taking some time to talk to us here on KATE Radio. We'll try and get in touch with your dad, too, and talk to him, too, about his time in Albert Lee. Tom Jones gave me his number, too, so I'll be in touch with him,
super,
too. And thanks again for coming on. It's been fun being able to, again, pick your brain and just get a little bit of insight into your story.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thanks for calling.